saw anything, because it is nighttime. This isn't like a 100% chance thing. What basically is going to happen is I'm going to roll this. If it's a 1 or 2, someone saw something.
Okay.
No. Apparently he was also running down back alleys where no one would see you.
And yet there were fruit carts in the back alleys.
I succeed to track them down.
There's always fruit carts.
Via fruit carts.
Okay.
there you are!
You will find that he also does have a wallet on him of someone else's. And inside it is a pound.
Any ID?
Nope, no ID.
Huh. Open my bag, throw it in there. Walk away.
Lee! How could you run so fast?
Exercise.
Okay.
I'm technically lying, it's all mental exercise.
Anywho, so, the next day.
So, what'd you do today? I shanked somebody.
You shanked a pickpocket. Okay. So, you will actually be able to go during with your normal outfit if you would like, because that could actually help.
Yes.
So, you guys want. You guys want me to breathe? You guys want me to breathe my spit?
No, thank you.
Please.
Too bad. Okay. All right. So do you guys want to go during the afternoon, during the night, during the morning? What do you want to do?
Well, I wanted to send him a message in the morning. See when it's a good time to pay him a visit.
Okay. So promptly he gets back to you within 1 hour. He gets a message. Mm-hmm. Now, did you say that you were coming as yourself?
Sure.
So, like, the daughter of Araj? Alright.
I'll say my name and 3 other guests.
He will get back to you in 1 hour. Saying that dinner tonight would be lovely.
Here we go. And they give me food.
Already. I like his fish and chips thing. It's free.
Okay. Alright. So that evening, you guys are strolling down the nice, wonderful, foggy streets of London. Go ahead and give me notice checks as you're walking down his neighborhood.
Six.
I get to eat. Number one. Da, da,
da, da, da, da. Where's the fish and chips?
There's a stray dog. You pet him.
Oh, who's a good boy?
I got a 2.
All right. So you got a 5. You got a 6.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are walking up, his neighbors, they have some really loud dogs. I mean, as you guys are walking by the little townhouse, because these are English row houses.
Yeah.
You hear bark as you guys are like walking by the house. You can tell there's a pair of them.
Are they barking at us?
You think so? As you kind of walk close to the house,
yeah.
they explode into barking.
Bark. Oh, good.
Except these kind of sound more like big dogs.
Aww, he's a good puppy.
But they're inside. You don't particularly see them.
Are big dogs common?
Big dogs, of course. Mastiff is practically the country's dog.
Unless it happens to be a corgi. that is royalty's dog.
Those aren't. I don't think those are created yet.
Actually, they were.
Really?
I think so.
I think it was 1920s or 30s.
Well, let me look really quick. You know what? No, during the break, I will take a look.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not like we're encountering any corgis.
Oh, so if they were outside, I would still want to
go. Welsh corgi. Sorry, I'm curious now.
All right, guys, we're taking a break now.
History. The Pembroke Welsh corgi lineage has been traced back as far as 1107 AD.
Oh. Corgis as we know them now, maybe then were made in the 20s.
That looks like Pablo to me.
Interesting.
He's missing an ear.
Anywho, sorry.
Alright,
so you guys, who knocks on the door? And you can see that there's kind of a bustle inside the house, like they're obviously getting ready. Alright, so the little
Yes! No, ready, they're coming! Ready! Yes! What? What? No, put that away! No! No! Stop rubbing that rabbit's foot already!
He comes up to the door.
Stan there is, of course, a proper English professor. He's got the mustache.
Nice.
He's, of course, got his hair combed, and it looks like he's taken great efforts to make sure his hair looks fantastic. He's in a suit, not just, like, something casual at home. He's got the gloves and everything, and I'm like, ah! Welcome, welcome. Oh, my dear. Oh, such a pleasure to have someone of such high status here at our home. Please, come in, come in, come in.
Thank you,
sir. You're underdressed.
Oh, I'm dressed just perfectly.
He, as he kind of walks in, let's see, let me, he takes a look at, takes a look at each of you.
I was like, very Chinese, do you?
He was a world traveler. He might know a lot of Chinese.
I'm American. We're just kind of universally meh.
Apparently I'm boring, too, because I'm from the same country. So.
Oh, you're from here. Okay.
And you're just American. You're just copying us anyway.
Yeah. As you guys are, of course, walking in, you hear the door close. You guys can hear the dogs barking off in the row house next to you guys. He goes, terribly sorry about those dogs. I've called the constable several, at least a dozen times, but he never does anything. Anywho, please, come in, come in, come in, come in.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I suppose I take off my jacket and hat and look for a place to hang.
Yes, yes, so he kind of sets them in the closet. Out walks his wife, Margaret. She's a lovely, portly little woman, probably about, you know, 5'2". Nice round, but she's got these blonde, she's got blonde hair, and it looks like she's taking great effort to curl her hair into little rings.
Oh,
and wearing a blue blouse at this point. And when they stand next to each other, you notice that they match.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
Look at you people.
That's creepy.
I'm burly, so I'm probably about as big as Den is.
Den is burly.
We're both about 6 feet tall with a lot of muscle mass on us.
So, come. He kind of allows you two to kind of seat yourselves, and then he pulls out the seat for you, tucks you in, pulls out the seat for you, that tucks you in, hugs it, pulls out the chair for his wife, puts it on in.
That could be part of it, too.
I think you're important.
No, it's totally you, dear.
Dinner will be ready in about 10-15 minutes. What is this wonderful meeting established about? I am, of course, full of questions, but I've been told that I talk a lot, obnoxiously so. So I, anything that you want to talk about first before I go off on any tangents?
Yes, actually, we were quite interested in your academic knowledge.
You're interested in my studies? Margaret, Margaret, dear!
They kind of hold hands and she goes, I told you, dear, one day they'd notice.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you want the kind of notice.
I'm, of course, I love folklore. It's always been close to my heart. Unfortunately, my colleagues at the university don't necessarily think it's near as important as, say, philosophy. But before I go off on that, yes, what do you want to hear? I am bound full of stories.
The only thing about hags?
Yeah, hags?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
D12, D6.
Oh, yes, I do know something about hags. Originally, some of the ideas is that they were originated from Babylonia. That's at least one of the mythologies based off of the succubus mythology. At far points, they look like lovely ladies, but when you get up close, they become hideous, horrendous beasts and attempt to eat you.
But of course, that's probably not a proper to speak around women. I'm sorry. I'm, of course, I'm terribly sorry if I offend.
I asked.
Well, must have. She's off in the,
Did we just
move
straight out
of the Margaret is now off in the kitchen, kind of
well, sure, no,
getting
sure.
dinner ready, and well, you can hear the...
food now or later?
Once again, the dogs start barking in the row house over.
I look out the window.
Don't really see them or anything.
It's I just, don't see what they're barking at.
Nope, there's actually nothing on the street.
I think you can only charge. Ah!
Yes, I think I can only charge.
Charge!
Unfortunately, you're all on a ledge right now.
Well, shit. I remember they did that when I was on the first level. When I was, you have to cross window to window.
Let's see if this works.
Here we go. Except off. The charger came with me. I took it with me.
Anywho, so. Yes.
But to be honest and quite blunt, we are looking for a person of your knowledge who specializes in the folklore as a business partner.
For business partner? What on earth could you do business-wise with folklore? Oh, please tell me we're not selling collectibles.
No
salesmanship involved in this.
But there is a small collection of people who believe strongly in the supernatural, that it is real.
Huh? Ah.
And
I'm afraid I don't know how to do a seance. I'm not really a psychic.
That's not quite what we're looking for. I don't
know how to do that either.
No, more, if you don't mind me saying.
One minute, he kind of gets up and walks into the kitchen. Yes, yeah, what?
I think we're going to be a little bit more blunt if we just want to get this.
Once again, the dogs start barking.
Or we could be.
I can look up the window and see what they try to bark at.
At this point, actually, there are two people who are actually kind of standing out in front of the house. And they've kind of... one of them's actually at the door talking to the people in the row house over.
I'm going to shoot them. Are they constables or they don't?
No, they just kind of look like people.
No, need to shoot them. They just need proper training. Like, maybe it's just attention.
Give me a notice.
I know they like to make a fuss if they don't get enough attention.
A bullet to the head, some attention.
Well, that's just mean. I don't see that on your paper.
That's impolite.
Yes, I would. Now, how would they feel if you walked over and shot one of their dogs?
They're not always suspicious. They're packing.
We have armed people next door talking to the neighbors.
See, the dogs were warning us.
There's a reason why I'm looking all the time. Dogs are smart.
Quite so.
Also, they taste good with the right sauce.
Okay, very well.
Try cougar meat one day.
Not something I would try, but.
You mean cougars? What's it, the cougars?
They're evil monsters who deserve to be purged from the planet.
Never met one myself.
Did this to me. Lift up my eye patch.
Oh, you had an eye patch?
I have an eye patch. You can see several vertical scars running out slightly beneath it, and when I lift it up, the eye is just milky white. I'm not blind in it, but it's not exactly the most pleasant thing to look at in the world.
All of your pigment fell out because you missed.
It's the best way I could get the eye patch on was I was wearing the eye patch with no apparent.
Stop being a pirate.
It's fun wearing an eye patch for no reason.
Okay, if you two or three wish to check it out, I can keep him.
Yes! Oh, no. Sorry, he sits down. Yes! You were saying?
Good. Is everything all right?
Oh, just a problem with the pot roast, that's all.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Roast.
Well, it's smelling quite lovely, if you feel.
Ah, yes, well, my wife is a master chef. So, you were saying about folklore. Business deals, small group of people, seance.
No seance.
No seance?
No. We're,
We require your specialist knowledge in order to combat the forces.
Yeah, you know that hag I asked you about? One did this to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now he thinks we're crazy. Of course, I think I'm crazy too.
And there's two guys outside who's armed.
I'll be right back. He kind of gets up and excuses himself.
We're not associated with those guys, by the way.
I need to go speak with Margaret.
Margaret!
I told you. Do you want dinner now or later?
We should have. Right. We should have mentioned the pay.
Hold on, let me pause. I need to run the bathroom. Okay.
We don't like you.
So, as you kind of look out the window, now there are four guys standing outside.
What? Did they multiply?
Four guys.
Well, this is getting oddly suspicious.
Yeah. He kind of comes back in and sits down and says, "Are you loony?"
Of course not.
I like to think I'm not.
What a preposterous idea.
Well, I understand that folklore is an area of interest. It's folklore, you know.
Well, remember, everything's based on truth in some way, and legend had to get started somehow.
There's a little bit of truth in every myth, as they say.
In this case, there just happens to be more truth than...
So I'm curious. I had heard that you were studying that there may be something beyond just these books.
Huh? Well, please. That was just a possible inclination. At this point, you see the man who actually owns the dog step outside. He's got a nice top hat, nice kind of suit and whatnot. And held to a pair of chains, you see a pair of dogs with mutated armor plates breathing a small amount of fire with bone spikes shooting out their back. At this point, it would be a nice guts check for you. You see the dogs. They're barking loudly.
He's a hellhound.
There is no minus two, so you do the...
How well do you know your neighbor?
I despise him. I never see him.
Have you ever seen his dogs?
Oh, no. He keeps the poor things kept inside all day.
Would you look at the dogs now? I request this.
I need to go to the back door really fast. Margaret requests my assistance. At this point, you notice that... the four guys, the two dogs, and the neighbor are coming to this house.
Company coming.
At this point, let's start drawing the battle map. Okay, so now that you guys have a idea, I'm going to go to cards, and that's not a valid card. 10. Queen. Jack. King.
Joker.
Five.
Well, the minions are going to act very quickly this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the Ripper's book back, please? I need to look up Devil Dogs.
Devil Dogs.
At this point, they are barking loud as you can hear him go, "Those damn dogs, don't they ever shut up?"
They're on the front lawn.
You have some visitors.
Other than us.
Some more visitors.
Alright.
Don't open the door.
This one here is going to attempt to break down the door. Bam! 7 succeeds. You guys hear the front door collapse.
I let out a shriek. Ah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8?
Yeah, really, that was weak.
Yeah. Devil Dog, what is your intelligence? Oh, you have a D6 normal intelligence.
You make my guts.
What the devil is
yes,
that?
Yes, all of you do get to make your guts checks, except for you. As you all go, what the hell?
I'm pretty sure I stand, if possible.
I wonder what ever happened to that constable that actually went to investigate that.
I got a 6.
6, you're fine.
4.
You're fine. What'd you get?
5. 5.
Okay, you're all fine as you all suddenly go... and let's see. It is going to attempt to bite you first before you get to react, because I'd like to shake you. Alright, so its fighting is a d6, so it attempts to bite you.
Once it has a plus
4, will not do it.
Nope, my parry is a 5.
Oh, yeah, you have a weapon drawn.
No.
Okay, then that is actually a 6. You get bonuses to attack unarmed people.
Because unarmed combat is impossible.
That's right. So at least the way this is. Okay. Unless you start playing superheroes, then that rule goes away. Alright, so he successfully bites you, but nothing with a raise or anything dandy like that. He bites you and does... 19. So basically he runs in and Alex's like, what the... And he lunges for his throat.
Would you like to eat that dog?
No.
What is your toughness?
7.
7. Okay, so you're looking at 3 wounds.
A 6 would soak 1.
1 wound. You'd be at 2 wounds and shaken if you want to stay there. Just to let you know, these do refresh in between adventures, not sessions.
Yeah, that's why I'm not really worried. I figure this is going to be the big combat of this adventure.
Yes.
Oh, you can re-roll that one.
Yep, that's a 6.
7.
7. Still 1 wound.
Dang. I wouldn't.
It's entirely your choice.
I don't know. Maybe.
Obviously, one of us wants to start off this combat.
Yeah.
Help us that we can't do anything to help him, really.
7.
Okay. Alright, so he lunges up.
Fucking hate me.
Lunges up, bites it. You move just in time for it to not be the throat, but instead he basically.
Gets your shoulder.
Gets your shoulder and kind of hear a nice popping noise as it's dislocated. Alright, then.
Hate you guys.
He walks up and fires through the window at you.
Alright.
You're back.
5. Unfortunately, due to cover, that will miss.
Sweet.
These three come up.
They need a 4 to hit you with range.
Yeah.
Hit you.
What? I could parry bullets.
They begin firing into the kitchen. 2 at him, 1 at her.
Oh.
These are the 2 at him. 1 hit, not with a raise. 1 shot at her. Nothing. Alright, so he gets shot.
The pot roast.
4, 9. Ow!
Takes a wound.
No. Okay. He's just shaken.
Oh.
Okay. Ace.
Laps.
Those laps. He will go ahead and. Oh no, he's just gonna walk up this turn.
Should we have him float?
If I wants to play his villainous robusty, but I was figuring he's saving that for when he walks in the door. Okay, Ryan.
Well, just take my cane in hand, step up on the table, and whack that dog one.
Alright, now you will be at a minus 2 because you are drawing your weapon.
Well, in that case, I'll just draw it as a sword, then.
Okay.
And then step up on the table and whack it.
Alright, you do have a minus 2 for multi-action penalty.
That's fine.
Devil dog parry.
They're unarmed, aren't they?
Nope, they have a bite attack.
Bull crap. 17. 16.
You will hit with a raise, sir. Roll your damage.
It's a d6 plus b4. Don't forget your other d6 because you hit with a raise.
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
5.
5! You bounce off the dog's bony armor. Jessica!
I don't have no mercy.
So you do have mercy.
Okay. Yes.
Do you hold?
I guess.
Okay, you go on hold.
I'll lower myself. At least.
Okay, you're going to crouch so you can't get shot. Alec, attempt to unshake. This was your problem on Friday. You're at a minus two due to wounds.
Spirit check, right?
Yes, spirit.
There's no reason to raise spirit.
Oh. Oh, will he do it?
Three.
Okay, he is shaken.
Your dice
are... I open my bag. Hand you a
bag of two bullets. My dice work just fine, normally. Andre's dice just freaking despise me.
All right, so you draw a gun for her.
Mm-hmm. Hand it to her, and then move into the kitchen and make sure and try it.
All right, you will be leaving the dog's threatened area.
I'll take it.
Two. Because, of course, it doesn't hate you. You attempt to go... It's okay.
Ashley, it's a four.
Yes, it is a four. Does a four hit your parry?
That is... I have no parry. Oh, yeah, I have a pistol. No, I don't.
You handed it off.
Yeah.
All right, and I realize that these dogs actually do a D6 of fire, so I forgot about that for Alec. 10. What is your toughness?
It's a 6.
6. You will take one wound if you wish to, There we go. I like soaking bennies.
Is it vigor?
Yes, it is vigor, since you are soaking and not unshaking. Yeah, oh yeah, double sixes, you're fine. 12. 13.
Yeah, you're fine. All right.
You get in and go, it's okay.
As a dog bites my leg. Stop that.
You have a pistol.
Gosh. Yes.
It will be an action to take the pistol. Okay. Okay, so you take the pistol?
Yeah, I'll take the pistol.
With the two bullets. He goes, Margaret, dear! Quick, to the basement! Moves, opens the door. She is now basically down here.
So they only get one attack of opportunity, is that right?
No, they get as many attack of opportunities as leaving their threatened area.
Oh, there's a wall there.
Yes, there is.
Got it.
He looks out there and says, how dare you attack my house?
It's your neighbor, by the way.
I knew it! It's always jealous.
Wait, do you know how to deal with that?
What the devil's that?
That's a hellhound!
Ow!
I thought those were purely mythological!
We're crazy, right?
Oh, fine. Well, I guess this was going to come out of the bag sooner or later. He kind of points his hand forward, and you hear him actually begin speaking in Chinese.
See, that's why he loves
basically,
you.
he says, by the howling north winds, may your souls rot in the 17th hell. And out flaunts from his hands two green bolts of energy.
And he didn't believe
remember,
us.
We're
and
free.
He will shake himself, but he'll hit one of them with a raise. Oh. 11. Well, his skin melts off his bones. Alright. Could you shuffle that, please?
Right. We're crazy, huh?
You said it once. Jeez.
How it goes on. Forward, of course. Minion's going to two this time. He goes... The evil neighbor goes on a jack, and he goes on a king. King of diamonds goes first. Let's see if he unshakes himself. He does not. Oh! Damn, it's been so long! 1, 2, 3. He staggers in there.
The only way to learn how to kill that thing.
Alright, Ivan, you're next.
It seems like there's a lot of ranger, so I draw a throwing knife.
Move up to the door, throw a throwing knife.
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, you are within short range for throwing.
Drawing would be minus one, right?
Minus two, yes.
Plus one because you're within short range with your dagger.
I guess I'll give it a shot.
So it's a net of minus one.
Yep.
Same as me when taking two actions. With my
6. Eight. Minus one, or minus two, plus one is just a 7.